Okay, Sunday night Chodesh Halavos. Now in the Chodesh Halavos we're up to the digestive system. So I went to my trusty computer and I printed out a series of things you must have heard about, maybe. I am Joe's this, I am Joe's that. So it comes from a doctor who wrote a book called I Am Your Body. So I downloaded the digestive system, starting from the eye tooth, which Dr. Stern can tell you about. It's very bekitzur. It's very not sophisticated. It's very the eye tooth and the throat, the stomach, the intestine, the liver, and finally the pancreas. That's the digestive system. And the Chavis Halvavos goes through the digestive system. So I said, this is what we're going to learn today. I don't know if we'll do the whole. Very bekitza. So the eye tooth, what's like the digestive system is that they have one bite for soft foods and another for hard foods, and a sensory device that tells them which one to use. Okay. I don't know what's nageya. Nothing else is nageya really. It talks about the tooth and the enamel and the dentine, and the whole tooth structure sits in a tailor-made socket in the jaw, anchored by cementum, a bony tissue, and thousands of fibers. Instead of being an integral part of your jawbone, we are like plants growing in a flower pot, rooted according to our jobs. A single root is enough for the cutters up front and me. The heavy-duty grinder is further back, may need as many as three roots for support. Okay, then he talks about decay and enamel and plaque and that stuff. Then we're up to the throat. Okay, when you swallow, I'm skipping around a lot, because when you swallow a spoonful of cereal, a series of precisely timed events occur whose precision will determine whether you live or die. I'm responsible for these miracles, this is the throat talking. Yet you think of me simply as a short length of reddish garden hose connecting nose and lungs, mouth and stomach. And you're only aware of me when I'm sore. So let's poke the throat. There's a vastly complex transportation system with elaborate switching devices designed to sort and move assorted cargo, air, fluids and solids. A finished piece of machinery from the time of your birth. You could have strangled on your first sip of milk. Try to laugh while swallowing a piece of meat, and instead of routing it to the stomach, this is about haseba. The Gemara talks about haseba, why it's on the left. I might let it slip into your windpipe, thus blocking breath. You would collapse from what looks like a heart attack. Okay. Your neck is a traffic jam of nerves, blood vessels, vertebrae, and my tubes. The first tube is the first inch long PHARYNX.
Pharynx.
A funnel-shaped wide portion on top, which begins behind your nose and ends behind your Adam's apple. Next is the larynx, the main switching point, which routes traffic in correct directions. Yeah, a tapered cylinder of about 1 3/4 inches long is an intricate arrangement of 9 cartilages covered with mucous membrane and bound together with ligaments. Then there's 2 tubes. The esophagus leads to the stomach, the trachea to the lungs. That's the fun and the vest. Okay, let's see what happens when you swallow a mouthful of food. After it's chewed, your tongue maneuvers it to the back of your mouth. The U-V-U-L-A. The uvula, that's the little red finger that hangs from the roof of the mouth at the rear, rises and helps shut off passages to the nostrils. Otherwise, a spoonful of soup would dribble out of your nose. Then the tongue humps up, gives a push, and the food is on the way down. Then there's a special mechanism. If you touch your adult apples and swallow, you'll notice that it rises. This signals the closing of a flap valve, the epiglottis, that sits perfectly over the windpipe. That's what the Gemara so talks about. The mouth will slide safely by and into the 10-inch food tube, the esophagus. The esophagus produces wave-like pushes to finish the job of delivering the food to the stomach. The food doesn't plop into your stomach directly. You would have severe indigestion if it did. As you eat, I open and close a valve-like muscle where the esophagus enters the stomach to pass along food only as fast as the stomach can handle it. If you wolf down your food, too much piles up, and you'll have a distressing sense of fullness. Sometimes the acid from the stomach leaks upwards to attack the delicate membranes of my esophagus. Okay, then he talks about speech. So the kitzah, okay, that's the throat. The stomach. The stomach is just a convenience, a food reservoir that permits you to get by on 3 meals a day instead of the half a dozen or more you would need without me. But in the digestion, it's really the small intestine that does the digestion. The stomach is really just, I am your stomach, I work on protein, breaking it down into the lipids. But even here, the final job is done by the intestine, which takes care of carbohydrates, fats, and other foods. Okay, my capacity is a little less than 2 quarts. I perform a number of jobs. I'm not as important as you think, but I do perform a number of jobs. My lining contains 35 million glands that may secrete about 3 quarts of gastric juices a day, hydrochloric acid. This activates an enzyme, pepsin, which starts protein digestion. Without pepsin, you would have a hard time with steak and other things. My glands secrete other enzymes as well. One, for example, clots milk, converting it into easily digestible curds and whey. Okay, as you eat dinner, the food is deposited one layer at a time. But you eat first and then next. I start working on what you ate first. I lie against the wall. My muscular contractions, sweeping wave-like from top to bottom, mix them thoroughly with the digestive juices till they're a thick gruel. Then I work this gruel down towards the pyloric valve, which opens in the duodenum, the foot-long first palm of the small intestine. This is a dangerous spot. If a large amount of gastric juice is dumped into the duodenum, it eats its way into the wall. That's ulcers. But my pyloric valve lets food through in little spurts. No more that can be instantly neutralized by the normally alkaline duodenum. I lost him already. Another thing that slows me is that if you eat too much, if you eat a big breakfast with a fatty breakfast, this excess of fat triggers the duodenum to produce a hormone that slows down the muscular contractions and self-protection because it can't handle such a big load of fat at once. So when you sit down for lunch, I may be working on your breakfast though. Okay, since I digest other proteins, why don't I digest myself? The reason is that my delicate lining is coated with a protective mucus. Scrape it away, and I eat myself taco. I have another remarkable attribute. I reflect your moods. When your face turns red with anger, I turn red. When you get pale with fright, I get pale. When you get excited at a football game, I react with vigorous contractions. The stomach. My secretions may triple in volume. I share your depressions. My muscular waves all but stop, and so does secretion of gastric juice. But out of habit, you continue to eat. So you're better off not eating. Stressful situations produce a different problem. They hoist acid production, sometimes to the point of causing an ulcer. When you're under stress, you should shift eating habits. Eat a number of small, light meals is the best way to control excess acid. Okay, so then comes the intestine. Okay. I'm a coiled tube looping through your body. I'm an elaborate food processing plant. You assume you feed me, but I feed you. Most of the food you eat would be as deadly as rattlesnake venom if it got into your bloodstream. I, that's the intestine, change food into the normal components of the bloodstream. Food for your trillions of cells, energy for your muscles. I convert your fat into fatty acids and glycerol. I turn the protein into amino acids. I change the carbohydrates into sugary glucose. Without my chemical wizardry, even if you stuffed yourself, you would starve to death. Except for cellulose, nut husks, celery strings, and such things, I digest virtually everything you eat and pass it into your blood or lymph system. My final waste is composed half of countless millions of dead bacteria and half of the lubricating mucus that I have secreted along the way. My architecture is uniquely suited for the task of indigestion. That's Shara Bechina, for the task of digestion. First comes my small intestine, which is adjacent to the stomach, then 8 feet of jejunum, then 12 feet of ileum, then comes 5 feet of the large intestine. Digestion starts in your stomach and mouth. The mouth grinds, the stomach churns. Then food that is about the consistency of cream soup is squirted into me through a valve. The food the stomach delivers to me is highly acid. If I got too much at one time, the acid would damage the lining. How do I take care of the acid? My duodenum produces a substance called secretin, S-E-C-R-E-T-I-N, which empties into your bloodstream. This prods your pancreas into secretion of its alkaline digestive juice. This juice, about a quart a day, pours into the duodenum, neutralizing the acids. Okay, the pancreatic juice also contains three main enzymes that tear protein, fats, and carbohydrates into basic building blocks. Other fluids constantly pour into me from a number of sources. 2 quarts daily of saliva, which moistens the food, aids in swallowing, and begins the digestion of starches. 3 quarts of gastric juice from the stomach, which destroys bacteria in the food, clots milk, and splits protein. Bile from the liver, which breaks big fat globules into minute ones that the pancreatic enzymes can process. And more than 2 quarts of intestinal juice from innumerable glands. That's 2 gallons of fluid. Okay, my most important components are my millions of VILOI. I've never heard of that. VILOI? Anybody hear of that? Microscopic finger-like projections on my walls. Their job is to take processed food from my contents and put it into circulation throughout your body. Proteins and carbohydrates via your bloodstream and fats via your lymphatic system. We're up to the liver now. The liver is the largest organ in the body. It weighs 3 pounds around. I do 500 jobs. The liver does 500 things. And if I fall down on the major ones, you better start making funeral arrangements. I participate in virtually everything you do. I provide muscle fuel, digest your breakfast, and manufacture the vitamin that helps your night vision. A big chemical company would have to build acres of plant to do my simpler jobs. The harder ones, it couldn't do it all. I produce over 1,000 different enzymes to handle my chemical conversions. You cut your finger and you would bleed to death, except for the clotting factors that I manufacture. I make antibodies that protect you from disease. The protein fragments, amino acids made in the intestine would be deadly as cyanide if they ever got into your bloodstream. I humanize them, change them from amino acids to human protein. If there's any surplus that your body doesn't need, I change it into urea and pass it along to the kidneys for excretion. Your adrenal glands produce salt-saving hormones, but I destroy the excess. I act as a safety valve for the heart. On my upper side, the hepatic vein goes directly to your heart. If a surge of blood comes along that might smother heart action, I swell up, soaking blood up like the vascular sponge that I am. And then I feed it out gradually so the heart can handle it. I'm a detoxifier. Shoot some poisons, such as nicotine, caffeine, and various drugs that you absorb into my exit vessels leading to the heart. and you would be dead in minutes. Shoot them into my entrance vessels, and the 6 to 10 seconds that it takes for blood to pierce through me gives me time to extract their sting, to take out the poisons from these things. But if you would put it directly into the exit vessels that lead to the heart, you would die right away. Okay, then he says what it does with alcohol. Some materials produced by the body are toxic if accumulated in too large amounts. I have another job to keep them in check. When you play golf, your muscles are burning glucose, throwing off potentially deadly lactic acid. I convert the lactic acid into glycogen for storage. When you eat a chocolate bar, the cane sugar is changed into blood sugar, glucose. If too much glucose is fed into the bloodstream, you'll go into a coma and die, as diabetics would without insulin. I see to it that this doesn't happen. If there's too much glucose in the blood, I convert it to starchy glycogen. I can store the equivalent of 0.5 pound of sugar a day this way. It's the same with your red blood cells. Each second, 10 million of them die and must be disposed of. I salvage the breakdown products, conserving them for use over and over and over again and building new red cells. And then I use them, the debris, in making a daily quart of bile, the bitter green-yellow digestive juice. Normally this fluid filters for me to the gallbladder, to the little pouch called the duodenum. It's at least...
I'm listening.
This is Shaha Bechina. The bile that I dribble continuously into the gallbladder contains two pigments, waste products from red cell destruction, bilirubin is red bile, and biliverdin, green bile. Sometimes the pigments get into the bloodstream, this is what a male has to know, and produce jaundice, a yellow staining of the skins and eyes. Certain diseases destroy red blood cells rapidly. Obstructions in the gallbladder or ducts can back up pigments. And that's where he has trouble. Okay, one more. The pancreas. Okay. Without the enzymes that I produce, you could consume mountains of food and still be malnourished. Every time you bat an eyelid, every time your heart takes a pumping stroke, cells must provide energy. I supply the food to stoke the cellular fires. I'm two glands wrapped in one package. I produce two important hormones. Glucose is the fuel for the cells, the provider of energy, and my insulin keeps blood sugar at proper levels to see that it's burnt properly. I produce about 2 pints of digestive juices a day. That's not bad. 32 ounces of fluid from a 3-ounce gland. When your food leaves the stomach, it's a highly acid gruel. This acid would spell disaster further along your digestive tract. I produce the alkaline juice that neutralizes it. When you sit down to eat, my tens of thousands of little sac-like ACINI get a signal from the nervous system to start manufacturing alkaline juices. Right, then it starts when it comes down. As a matter of self-protection, the duodenum manufactures the hormone secretin. Actually, neutralizing acid is not the biggest thing that I do. If most of the food you eat ever reached your bloodstream in the form which they are consumed, you would be dead. But I play a major role because I produce 3 talented enzymes. One of them, trypsin, initiates the breakdown of protein into amino acids, which the bloodstream passes around the body for tissue building. Another enzyme converts starch into sugar. And a third attacks fat globules, bringing them down into fatty acids and glycerin. Okay. Okay. That's the digestive system. Okay, well, we'll learn Mishnayos in a moment.
I'm jealous. Look at this.